right now we bring in our colleague Howard Cross to help break down what's going on with the Giants as well as the latest in terms of OTAs. Howard, Lance Meadow, Anita Marks, how's everything?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Doing quite well. And Howard, we have certainly a lot to cover now that OTAs are starting up. In terms of general speak, what area of this team is the biggest thing that at least you're keeping close tabs on that they can maybe make a big jump here as they get set for training camp in terms of the personnel that they brought in the offseason?
Well, probably the biggest thing is going to be like the defense and how the secondary is going to get along with each other and understand their concepts, as well as getting young Shepard in and getting his skills up to par. The kid's a phenomenal receiver, waiting to see what he does with Eli and that group. Those two spots are probably the biggest concerns for me, not really concerns, but things to watch and things you want to keep most attention on.
Obviously, I want to talk to you about the tight end position since, that's your specialty, right? Larry Donnell been cleared to practice. He's healthy. Will Ty, we saw what he was able to do last year. But the Giants go out and they draft a tight end, Adams. And I'm hearing really great things about this young man. Realistically, do you expect him to have a real fair shot at possibly winning the starting tight end position on this roster? What have you seen from him in regard to tape, film, and does he have what it takes to be a starting tight end with the Giants year one?
Well, believe it or not, you probably had more tape on him if you've been watching any of the college stuff on him than you have on the two current guys, because unfortunately, Will only got to play like about this first season, and Donnell didn't get to play last year, so he has more current tape, more stuff to go back to review than the two guys that are going. The thing you have to think about also is that somebody's was just asking me this, is that can guys. Who are the quickest guys to, translate into the NFL? And there are guys that are playing receiver and receiver type positions like tight end. Without the contact, without the bumping around and grinding of practice, you get to go out and run routes and pretty much figure it out. If he can block a little bit, he could definitely move into the spot.
Howard, you mentioned Larry Donnell. Obviously, he missed the majority of last season due to the injury. When a player like that misses so much time and is now slowly being eased back in, what's going to be the biggest challenge, Howard, for him to, get back to the level that we saw not too long ago when, he really came out of nowhere and became a big passing threat for Eli Manning?
Well, I think that, for America, that as they watch these practices and watch these games, they have to realize that guys do work hard at playing, and injuries are part of the game. Game's not safe, but the game is just part of it. We want to play. We're excited about playing, and we get after it. The difference in today's game and the game that maybe I played is that, when we got injured, we would do anything we could to get back on the field. It was just a mentality. Now that you know more about the injuries that you have, then they kind of ease you back onto the field. The question used to be, can I run? Yes. Is this going to kill me? Not today, no. Okay, then I'm going back in the game. Now it's more of you got to really think about the health and well-being of the players. That's all that everyone seems to be talking about every day. How you get him back into the game, you got to get him reps. He has a want to have reps. He's got to be able to understand a little bit more of how to keep himself safe when he's playing and how to, I don't know how to explain this other than he's got to figure out how to keep his feet on the ground, because tumbling is kind of how he got himself hurt.
Howard Cross joining us on Big Blue Kickoff Live, Anita Marks and Lance Meadow. Let's move from tight end, obviously, to the offensive line. Had a few callers when I hosted with Lance the other day call in, and still doom and gloom in regards to that offensive line on the right side with Marshall Newhouse, John Jerry, and the potential of Bobby Hart competing for that right tackle position. How much weight has Bobby lost? 25 pounds or something like that?
He slimmed down a bit.
Yeah, he slimmed down quite a bit. What are your thoughts on that right side of the line? What do you anticipating here this season, Howard?
I'm anticipating, that Bobby Hart's going to give a really good run and make these guys pick up their game a little bit from the right tackle position. There'll be some other guys probably flowing in and out, just because the roster is kind of where it is right now. It's not the ending roster before training camp. And Jerry Reese and those guys will be keeping their eyes out there and their ear to the ground, trying to see if there are other guys floating around that might need or get an opportunity to come in. the big thing is that you got to have competitive guys to play out there. The right side of the line historically has been your run side of the line. Basically, most teams are right-handed. They run the ball right-handed, and if you can move a guy off the, you know, move the guy off the line when you're blocking him, that was the old days. Now it's right side or left side. It's more about being able to pass protect. I think that the guys, as they get their feet set, as they learn to get themselves back off the line, that's what's going to be the big, you know, deciding factor. Can these guys set up and block and be good and on the edge out there? And with the way the pass rushers are going now, no pass rusher is designated a left side rusher or a right side rusher. They move from side to side, you know, poking and prodding, trying to find a soft spot on the offensive line. With that in mind, you know, whichever guy it is, he's going to have to get a lot of reps early. Unfortunately, you don't get as many reps. We say this all the time as you used to. You don't get as many live opportunities to practice it and get to see that speed. So that's going to be some time spent on your own trying to figure out how to get up and get out of that stance.
Howard, the first few days of OTAs, they had been rotating Marshall Newhouse and Bobby Hart on the first team at right tackle. You know, you saw him last season. He got a little time during the regular season, and there's always the big question about, is he more suited for right guard? Is he more suited for right tackle? At least based on your observation since he was drafted, you know, where do you think his best position is if he were to ever grab a specific spot on the O-line?
Think about Peel, you know, how he kind of moved from guard to tackle, from tackle to guard and back. He can play a lot of different positions. I think that's your best alternative. Unless they draft you to play tackles specifically, and that's where you're going to play, be able to be flexible to move inside and outside. I think he'd be great at right tackle, but, you know, right guard has, you know, both spots have challenges. I think that people don't realize this. Right tackle, you're in space. When you're in space, you've got to be able to drop back and pick up that guy off the edge. Right guard, you're kind of plugged in where you're having help on both sides. The problem with guard is you have to pull. So is he athletic enough to pull, or is he athletic enough to block in space? Those are the two questions you gotta find out. So I can't answer which one he's going to be better at until you see him get some more reps.
Howard, you mentioned Sterling Shepard. I'm with you. I'm so excited to see this young man play. Everything I hear about him from scouts and coordinators is that he's kind of like a video game. I mean, that's the best way to describe, you know, what he's bringing to the table. And I just sit back and I said, you know, if he's that explosive, and now we already have a taste in regard to what Odell Beckham Jr. is going to bring to the equation. This is going to be a secondary's nightmare, especially you've got Eli Manning, one of the best quarterbacks playing in the NFL. This is a secondary's nightmare heading into the season. Don't you agree?
It's more than a secondary's nightmare. We just got through talking about the offensive line and how we're going to, you know, who's going to be able to play right tackle and how good they're going to be. A kid that can get open that quick gives problems to the pass rush. He's open almost instantly with his ability to cut and turn. His speed is, you know, undeniable, but his quickness in and out of cuts. I've always said guys that can run great routes are the most dangerous guys to play against as receivers. Some guys are just burners, run down the field, but a guy that can always get open, those guys are hard to cover. I mean, the Patriots have a team full of guys that seem to get open instantly as Brady drops back, and now the Giants have, you know, a couple guys, and this kid could be one of the guys, one of the premier guys in the league that does that.
Talking with Howard Cross, a fellow member of our Giants broadcast team, going over some of the storylines out of OTAs as well as what's transpired this offseason. Speaking of the receiving core, Howard, Ben McAdoo came out, said that they're taking it very easy with Victor Cruz, which is not necessarily a surprise. The goal is get him ready for the start of training camp. But since he's not on the field now, you know, this certainly presents some opportunities for Jeremy Davis, Dwayne Harris to get additional work with Eli Manning. How crucial is that? I mean, we focus so much on Odell Beckham and what Sterling Shepard may bring to the table, but what about the rest of this receiving core and what could perhaps build chemistry-wise during this time period?
Well, you know, everybody's trying to get their timing down and run the routes and understand where they fit into the receiving system. But if it's me, if my name's not Odell Beckham, if my name's not Shepard, then I'm looking, or even Harris, I'm looking at this as an opportunity. Every moment that Victor's not on the field, if I'm one of the other guys, if I'm a random guy that just happens to be in camp, I'm looking at this as my opportunity to get some airtime, to get myself some film time, not just for the Giants, but for every other team in the league. I want every opportunity I can to get on the field to prove that, hey, look, I can be here. And all of a sudden, you know, Victor, as talented as he is, you know, someone should remind him of Wally Pipp. Wally Pipp is a famous name in New York history of a guy who didn't get back on the field in time, and a legend was born.
Howard, one of the discussions that we had last year, and we're having it again, is, you know, what players would you like to see kind of turn the corner and really take a step up and make a name for themselves on this roster? Last year for us, it was Reuben Randall and DeMontre Moore. Unfortunately, we know they're no longer here.
That's the KOD. We don't want to say that anymore.
No, I'm curious. I'm curious. So Lance and I have discussed it, but I'm curious. Who are your two guys? One guy on offense and one guy on defense that you feel you're like. This is the one guy you're really looking at this year that you feel can step up, turn the corner, and make a difference on this team.
I think Collins from the defense, the safety from Alabama. Of course, I'm going to pick the Alabama guy. I think
no surprise there.
I think that he has a lot of room for growth, which means he played. Started almost every game, but there's a lot of room for growth. I think that he can adapt and learn a little bit more about this NFL system, Spags defense, and he could be a big factor in the defense as they move forward. You know, from an offensive standpoint, there's so many guys you want to step up, so many guys you need to step up, but you hope and pray that it's going to be a guy like it'd be Hart or Newhouse. You need one of those guys to step up at right tackle. Whoever's going to be the guy that plays right tackle will be the guy that will change the entire offense from the standpoint of, you know, helping, giving a little more time in the passing game, which would be great and be very effective for Eli. But also, it will help the run game. Being able to run the ball effectively could change everything. I mean, if they can run the ball effectively, they would be the most dangerous team in the NFL with those receivers.
Absolutely. A balanced offensive attack, something that they wanted to see a little bit more consistently last season. And speaking of the rushing attack, Howard, you know, we talked about depth at some of these other positions. You've got six running backs right now in camp and all with experience, with the exception of Paul Perkins, their draft pick. And you know, this topic's come up on this show a lot from the fans' perspective when they look at Shane Vereen's production last year. And if you look at his numbers, Howard, in comparison to what he did in New England, he actually had a career year. I mean, his numbers pretty much in terms of targets, receiving yards, up across the board. But, you know, people are wondering, could he have done more last season, or what can he do to build off of where he left off last year? Where do you see him moving forward under Ben McAdoo's offense, specifically this season?
Well, see, I think that everybody's getting things confused when the Giants are trying to score in their spread offense. That's where Vereen's in the game. When it's third and one or goal line, Vereen's not in the game because he's not this power back. Out in the middle of the field, when they're moving around and the passing game is so big, McAdoo's system is a passing system. That's why Vereen has the numbers that are up so high. But if the Giants are going to run the ball and really put pressure on the defense from the run standpoint, I think Vereen's a great player. I think he can do a lot of things. I don't know if he's going to be. He doesn't have the body build to take that kind of a pounding. So that, I mean, I think he can do more. Yes, I think he can. If they're throwing the ball more, yes, he will do more. If they're running the ball more, he's going to. I mean, that's where he'll get knocked up and dinked and dunked. It could hurt him.
So with that being said, Howard, then who in the backfield do you see perhaps doing the heavy lifting? Is it Rashad Jennings, or is there somebody maybe that hasn't received plenty of attention yet?
Well, whoever they decide, they can't do a running back by committee anymore. I think that they tried that last year. I think they looked at it last year. If they have a healthy body that can actually do it, they need to start, you know, giving that guy his time and developing from there. You need a guy that can, you know, can catch the ball a little bit out of the backfield, that can block and protect the quarterback when they're throwing the ball, and a guy that can get in there and grind it a little bit. Grinding the ball, no matter what anyone says, when you grind and get after a guy, it's still is one of the main things that really beats a defense down. Having to get up and tackle a guy again really kills a defense later in the game.
Well, Howard, we greatly appreciate the time and the insight. Always nice catching up with you in the offseason.
Hey, guys, you have a good one, man. Anita, see you on the golf course soon.
Oh, I've got a 1:30 tee time today, my friend.
Hit them straight.
Okay.
All right, Howard. Appreciate the time.